This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. As we creep toward Halloween in the year 2020, a plant that sends shivers down the spine of most folks is buckthorn. The bane of the botanical-minded, buckthorn takes over forests and parks and invades our landscapes. It was brought here from Europe in the mid-1800s and planted as hedges. In Europe, they were not invasive, but soon after being planted here, they were found to be extremely invasive. The birds ate the seeds and deposited them in native areas where buckthorn has all but taken out many of our native species. Buckthorn leaves and roots emit a substance that's poisonous to other plants. Their seeds are also not very nutritious to our songbirds, as they are eliminated nearly as quickly as they're eaten. Buckthorn shrubs hold their green leaves later into fall and are easily identifiable. That's why now is a good time to take them out. I have a link to the Minnesota DNR on identification and more. So, how do we get rid of buckthorn? Goats are good, at least quite helpful, and cute too. Many municipalities are enlisting their service. Target your buckthorn plants that have produced fruit, which ripens through September, generally speaking. Remove these fruit-bearing trees first, and that will reduce the amount of seeds added to your soil each year. Buckthorn seeds in the soil can continue to germinate for many years, so removal is a multi-year commitment. The root system of two-year-old and older plants must be completely removed or it will resprout for years to come. The seedlings to one-year-old are much easier to pull out. I have much more information on GardenBite.com. Also, buckthorn harbors crown rust fungus and soybean aphids while not having any natural controls. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.